Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. The National Weather Service in La Crosse has issued a hazardous weather alert for the WDRT listening area, which reads, a winter storm will bring snow and strong winds to the region from later tonight through the better part of Wednesday. Strong winds will impact the entire area, gusting as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour at times. The winds will blow and drift the existing snow cover along with what falls. Visibilities could be significantly reduced. Peak impact times for the snow and wind look to come from midnight through noon Wednesday. There will be travel impacts, including Wednesday morning commute. Plan now and be prepared to adjust travel if conditions warrant it. Locally for today, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees, breezy, a south wind 11 to 16 miles an hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, snow likely, mainly between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., patchy blowing snow after 2 a.m., cloudy with a low around 7, wind chill values as low as 9 below zero, breezy with a south wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming west 18 to 23 miles per hour after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 44 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Wednesday, a 20% chance of snow before 9 a.m. Areas of blowing snow before 5 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a steady temperature around 9 degrees. Wind chill values as low as 13 below. Breezy with a west wind 18 to 23 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 45 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin State Journal is reporting former State Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who was hired last year by legislative Republicans to conduct a review of Wisconsin's 2020 election, has issued new subpoenas to officials with the State Elections Commission and City of Madison seeking emails, voting machine information, and other election-related documents. The latest round of subpoenas, which were first reported by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, come as Dane County Circuit Court Judge Rhonda Lanford weighs whether or not Gableman has the authority to demand a private in-person interview with Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf. Lanford plans to issue a decision by January 10th on the case, which stems from Democratic Attorney General Josh Call's October request for a restraining order against subpoenas issued by Gableman seeking election-related documents and the Wolf interview. The new subpoenas were issued December 28th to the Wisconsin Elections Commission's Democratic Chairperson Ann Jacobs and Madison's Chief Information Officer Sarah Edgerton. Gableman has also demanded records related to Dominion voting systems machines, though the city of Madison does not use those machines. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway said in a statement on Monday, Gableman's latest round of subpoenas are, quote, yet again demonstrating that they have learned nothing about election administration in Wisconsin, end quote, the Journal report stated. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.